Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Well, it's 8 minutes past four, and this is Scott, back off my holidays.
You're looking very tanned.
Yep, and quite fat.
You haven't put on as much weight as I have.
Did you go on holiday as well?
Yes, I did. It was very nice. I went to America and ate lots of food. And so much food that on the last night, my burger came with a fruit salad. I think it was.
Did you order a fruit salad?
No, I ordered chips or freedom fries, as they call them. But no, it came with a fruit salad. And I did question it. And
what all
are
you
I
saying?
Got was, I said, "Do you think I'm so fat that I need a fruit salad?" And he just went, "I'm sorry, ma'am."
Get me them fries.
Yes.
Anyway, it's Mills. Hello. No Chopper today. Where's he?
I think he's off sunning him. Is he gone back to that place he went before? Magaluf.
Has he?
I don't know.
It's shut now, Magaluf, isn't it?
Is it?
I think so.
Doesn't stop him from getting on his banana boat.
Pretty much end of season. Now, there are some rumours going around about where I went on holiday. Apparently, my agent's been telling people that I was in Mauritius or the Maldives. During the credit crunch? I don't think so. I'll tell you the truth. I was sleeping on a camp bed in Crete, one of the Greek islands, and I went with my dad and his wife. It was very nice.
Sounds good.
Yeah, it was good. I did have fun. I think, however, my dad smuggled me in. Family room, please. Okay, so how old is your son? 10. I think he was just trying to save a bit of cash, because I did have to sleep in a room next to them.
Were you in the lounge where there's...
I was in the lounge where they, you know, they say it's a family room, but all they do is put a camp bed in it. Mm. That's what happened. It was good, though. I got to go to the Kinder Club every day.
What happens there?
Oh, it's just like face painting and stuff. A few cocktails in the evening. In the day, I made some paper mache puppets and stuff. Did some balloon modelling. There was a kids' club. There's a lot of German. Oh. What was that? See, you go away for 2 weeks. You don't even know what you're doing anymore. Where did she come from?
Right?
Yeah, I'm fine. Anyway, yeah. So there was a lot of Germans there, and
did you get a lounger?
Yes, I got a lounger.
Just checking.
It was good. Went on pedalos and stuff. It was a really good time. So thanks, Dad. Radio 1 Podcast. So there's no Chopper today and the rest of this week. Scott, though, it's good to be back. It's 4:15. Paul in Chelmsford says, "How are the waitresses in the sky this time? Get anything spilt on you?" No, they were very nice. EasyJet. Very good. Also, we've got Phil on the M62 saying, "Did your dad win this holiday with a picture you drew claiming you were 14, Only Fools and Horses style?" Yes, it was. I was like Rodney in the Groovy Gang. It was like an episode of Only Fools and Horses. I wasn't really doing the kids' activities, obviously. Tell you what, though, it was my first ever all-inclusive holiday. They're brilliant, aren't they?
What do you get for that?
You get
everything.
No, they give you like a band.
Oh,
like a
all you can eat food.
Yeah. Hence the girth. Hence why I'm looking really big and orange. It's nice. Amazing. And all the drinks are like local versions of what you would normally order. So, vodka, please. Yes, local vodka. Okay, that'll be fine. Ouzo. What's that about? Have you ever had that?
Oh, I just...
Gminging.
Is that the licorice one or the aniseed one?
Aniseed. It makes... Oh, seriously.
You can smell it a mile off. It's horrible.
But it was free, so... Right, coming up, the return of... Oh, what's occurring?
Radio 1 Podcasts. Radio 1
Podcasts. I acquired a new friend when I was on holiday in Crete.
Did you?
Yeah, his name was Michael. He was from Germany. And he obviously saw me sat there on my own one night because my parents went to bed. So I sat there for a while just having a drink on my own, and he came over and said hi. He was also with his parents on holiday. And
what sort of resort is this?
And he just became a bit annoying in the end, to be honest.
Why?
"Hello, would you like to go to the discotheque?" Yeah, all right then. So I went to the discotheque with him, which was downstairs in the resort.
Was upstairs was bingo, was it?
No, upstairs was the all-inclusive buffet, actually. Where you could
drag yourself away for a few minutes.
You could use your band.
Did you ask for a refund at the times you weren't eating?
You can use your band to get anything. Seriously, every holiday I'm going to do now is going to be an all-inclusive. It's brilliant. It's like a band of freedom. You can have whatever you want, even desserts and everything. It's so good. Really good. Like, the choice is endless. And they don't care how many times you go back up with your plate. There's no one checking on the door. No one checks. It's really good. Anyway, so we went to the discotheque, which was downstairs in the resort, and it consisted of loud Venga Boys music and also some wicker chairs, which I always find are good in discos. And kids, because they let kids in, like really young kids, because the dance floor was empty, doing handstands on their own. They do that a lot. And also, they go right up to the speaker. Really young children go, even though the speaker's really loud and pumping out Boom 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 by the Venga Boys, they go right up really close to the speaker. It's like, why are you doing that? You're really going to hurt your hearing. Anyway, so that was one of the evenings. We went to the discotheque. Free drinks, though.
Did you dance or did you sit in the wicker chairs?
No, we just sat in the wicker chairs and talked stuff. And then he said, would you like to go to the town nearby to a different bar? Because we were a bit bored of the discotheque on day two. It's pretty much the same every night. And I was like, yeah, maybe later. And then I have to say, the next day I heard from him. What I did was, after my dad had gone to bed, I went out into the garden, making sure I was wearing a black shirt, so he wouldn't see me.
What did you do about your face?
No, I hid in the garden area, and right. He couldn't find me, and that was the last I saw of him. So hello to Michael, if you're listening, my new friend in Germany.
You're going to keep in touch? Did you swap email addresses?
No. I hid from him on day three.
Why didn't you just say no?
Because I can't say no. You know this. I'm not very... I just want to be nice to people. But after two nights in the discotheque with kids doing handstands and me sat in a wicker chair talking to someone I've got nothing in common with in Germany, you know I don't like making holiday friends anyway. So I'm really...
And next time, just stay in your hotel.
I'm really sorry, Michael, but it just... I wasn't feeling it.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I'm just thinking, why do kids do handstands when they're in the disco on holiday? Someone says, God, how old are you? This sounds like a holiday that I had when I was about 10. It was like that. It was like a holiday when I was 10, only I'm not now. But I don't know why they do handstands. They just like it, especially if they're on their own. They like to show off, don't they?
You and Michael could have done handstands if you wanted to.
No, we just had a chat. About the economic crisis, if you must know.
I tell you what, if you did a handstand, he probably wouldn't have wanted to see you again.
No. Hello?
Hi.
Hello, who's that?
It's Vicky from Manchester.
All right, Vic, what are you saying?
I used to rep in all-inclusive hotels, and we ate burgers, chips and pizza for breakfast, literally because they were for free.
What, so you used to be a rep in a hotel where you had the little band on?
Yeah.
Amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, it's brilliant, yeah.
Did you get really, really massive?
Yeah, I went from 7 stone to, like, 9.5 stone.
Wicked. What, in about
months.
A week, yeah?
Well, no, 6 months.
All right, no, I've done it in a week. Oh, yeah, the phone's going now. Who's that?
Yeah, I'm at work.
All right. Is that someone ringing up going, you're on Radio 1 talking about all-inclusive? So you... Oh, God, that's annoying, isn't it?
Yeah.
Can't someone else answer that in the office?
At last.
You are? Yeah, that made no sense. Anyway, yeah, so pizzas and burgers for breakfast. Isn't it amazing?
Yeah.
And olives. Ugh.
No, I didn't eat olives for breakfast.
Well, no, because you weren't...
wrong.
Where were you?
Mallorca.
Well, I was in Greece. They like olives in Greece. You can have them for breakfast, you can have ham, you can have cheese, you can have everything. It's a revelation to me, I tell you. It really is. Becky had it. Oh, I shouldn't say that.
No, you should.
Becky had a Chinese for breakfast one day on holiday.
No! No, we got up late, so it could have
been. You lost it.
It could have been lunch.
You've properly.
It was the first thing I ate that day, technically, therefore making it breakfast.
We've gone off the diet. The diet bandwagon is on. Oh my God. What's happened to you?
I don't know, I've changed. I'm vegetarian one week. And
you can't have lemon chicken for breakfast. Did you have rice?
Yeah.
Oh, God. No.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
So, Chris Moores has been playing some bits of Matt Fincham when he was on Mark and Large show on Radio 1 back in the day when he was a student.
What do you do in Cambridge?
I'm studying English.
Are you?
Yeah.
Studying English, right.
Yeah.
Okay. Where?
Where?
Cambridge School of English.
Cambridge School of English, yeah.
There you go. All right, then. What particular module are you on at the moment? What are you doing in your English at the moment?
Well, I've just this minute finished an essay on medieval... Sir Thomas Malory.
Oh, Thomas Malory. This is quite thick stuff, that, to get
it
through.
It was heavy, yeah.
Yeah, they sound like they're really interested. Yeah, it's quite difficult, though, isn't it? Yeah, whatever. Get off the phone. And then they play some clips of Matt Fincham's student radio show as well. But it seems that Matt Fincham's not the only person who now works at Radio 1 that, before they worked here, did call up some radio stations.
I'm really nervous now.
Check this out.
The next person we're going to speak to is Rebecca.
Who's that? Who? What is that one?
I can't remember.
Right, let's talk about her first, her voice.
The next person we're going to speak to is Rebecca.
Hello.
Hi, Rebecca. Where are you calling from?
Bridgewater.
Bridgewater. Right, so go on, tell us what you're up to today.
Well, I've just been playing on my computer and helping Mum with the lunch.
Oh, helping Mum with lunch.
I was as posh as you.
You were. Oh, that's so sweet. Well, what station was this?
I think it was Radio 5 Live, but it was Radio 5.
Oh, and how old were you, do you know?
About 9.
Right.
The next person we're going to speak to is Rebecca.
Hello.
Were you having a who can have the highest voice competition with the presenter?
I know it's off cassette, but like, what?
What's what is that?
The next person we're going to speak to is Rebecca.
Who put her on the radio?
Bless her.
Was she just doing that voice to make you feel better about having a high voice?
Oh. Well, I've just been playing on my computer and helping Mum with the lunch.
Oh, you're so. Oh, I bet you were
multitasking.
Bet you're a really good kid, weren't you?
Yeah.
Oh, did you call them all the time?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Helping your mum with is that a typical Sunday roast that you've got there?
Yes, roast chicken.
Right. Oh.
Well, I thought you were a vegetarian.
Yeah, I was.
Were you? How old were you again?
I went vegetarian.
How old were you?
9.
Right. So when did you go vegetarian?
I was about 25.
Oh, right.
I was a vegetarian for a few months.
Right.
And I stopped. It wasn't a very good one, so I gave up.
And what have you been doing on the computer?
Playing a action game.
What kind of games are they? Action games? Like Grand Theft Auto or something?
Or similar.
Action game?
Yeah.
What sort?
Well, you're a caterpillar and you have to eat the little bugs.
That's quite a nice one, isn't it?
Computers weren't very good then.
When was this?
I don't know, like the 90s. I didn't even have a joystick. I had to make do with, like, a keyboard.
I need to hear that again.
Action game?
Yeah.
What sort?
Well, you're a caterpillar and you have to eat the little bugs.
That's quite a nice one, isn't it?
Oh, yes. That's quite a nice one, isn't it?
I love that game.
Did you want to say hello to anybody?
Yeah, I want to say hello to Lorna. Because I've been on radio before,
yeah.
And I said hello to her, but she hasn't been listening.
Is she definitely listening today?
Yes, I'm taping it for her so I can take it round and prove to her that I said hello to her.
You definitely, well, you certainly did. No, I'm going to pretend she didn't. No, this isn't radio at all. She's pretending this isn't radio. She didn't say hello to you live on National Radio 5. No, I'm only joking.
Seriously, why did you listen to her?
I only phoned up for the competition.
How often were you on?
Quite a lot.
Were you? How often?
I didn't get many toys as a kid, so I used to have to win them on Radio 5. I got an amazing scale extra.
Did you?
Yeah. Beat my action game with caterpillar and bugs.
That was out the window once the scale electrics arrived from Radio 5.
Thank you for phoning in. And which of today's 6 was your favourite?
Temptations, My Girl.
Temptations, My Girl. All right, that's running away in the lead there. Okay.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Bye. So that's surely a song from the 1960s. What year? Right, check. What year was this?
I don't know. I think it was, I must have been about 9 or 10.
Right. Okay. And they play you a song?
Yeah. Well, I had to pick from a certain number of songs, so that was probably the best one. God knows what the other ones
were.
Oh,
God. Oh, that's so sweet. Mm. And that was Becky on Radio 5.
Don't find any more of them, please.
I'm sure there's many more. If you were on, like, every week.
Radio 1 podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now, did anyone see X Factor at the weekend? Yes, got quite a lot of people. Millions of people watch it every week. And Louis Walsh did an amazing impression of Michael Jackson. Did you see that?
No, I didn't.
Oh, yeah.
You sang, you danced, you gave it everything. Yee!
Just in case you missed it.
Yee!
Just like him, isn't it?
Did he say it was Michael Jackson before he did it?
It was Michael Jackson week.
Ah.
So, now I've got two clips here for you, okay? This is a little game. You can play along if you're at work, a bit bored the last 5 minutes or half an hour or whatever, and let me know, right, which one is Michael Jackson, one of them is, and one of them is Louis Walsh, okay? Just let me know which one you think is which, okay? Here's the first one. All right, that's your first clip. Do you want to hear the second one?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Jacko or Louie?
Which one?
That's Jacko.
That's right, yes.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Oh, what's occurring?
It's now time for season 3 of Oh, What's Occurring?
Oh,
don't look at me like that.
What's occurring?
I just want to clarify as well for those people. I gave you a nice little text spike before. I think you jumped about 400 texts in the space of 2 minutes with my little faux pas, and my little Craig to Radcliffe transition.
Oh, you said Daniel Radcliffe.
Yeah. That was a private thought.
That was a deliberate mistake.
No, it was a private moment that just slipped out. Mm. It was more of a hope.
Daniel Radcliffe could do it. Like, give him how long?
10 years.
10 years. Yeah.
Could be incredible.
Yeah. Not right now. But, yeah.
No, because right now we have that plunky plunky music in the background that would suggest that we're about to do something
fun.
Crazy.
Oh, it's going to be crazy, all
Let's
right?
Let's do it.
Yeah, it's season 3. It seems like ages since season 2 finale.
Are they on DVD yet?
2 weeks ago. But yeah, the rules are the same. I've got 3 situations that we've recorded, and you just tell me what happens next, okay?
Cool.
There's no Chappers today, so Zane Lowe is being Chappers. How do you feel about that?
I'm very excited.
Can you do this all week?
Yeah. To be honest, I've been looking for an out of my show for a long time, so this is to do it.
Also, I was supposed to have a new scoreboard today because I get really confused with the scores, but that doesn't seem to materialise.
No, I haven't had time yet.
Right.
You said you wanted it laminated. I haven't found anything to laminate
it. I do want it laminated.
Yeah, it's got a lot of money to laminate things that size. You have a miniature scoreboard. Well, you can't change it if it's laminated anyway, can you? Because it's laminated. How can you change the score?
Oh, yeah.
It's more like
really
a souvenir than a scoreboard, isn't it?
Same score forever.
You'd get a lanyard to turn into a AAA pass, but apart from that, not what you can really do.
Right, here's your first situation today.
Good.
Oh, what's occurring?
It's Becky v. Zane. Mm. Zane, now you like a good joke, don't you? You like a good joke?
Sure.
What's your favourite joke?
A man walks into a bar.
Yep.
Hurts himself, it's funny.
Yep. Now, today I went onto the street with the joke. Mm. It's an old one, it's a really obvious one. Mm. But would the great British public be able to guess the punchline of the joke? Right, this is the joke. A man walks into a bar with a set of jump leads. The barman says... Becky, the barman says...
Something about starting it up.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say, start it up.
You can come in, but don't go starting anything.
It's a classic.
Yeah, it is a classic. But here's my question to you. I told 5 people on the street that joke. Yeah. How many of them would guess the punchline correctly? Zane Lowe.
Zero.
Zero?
Zero.
Becky.
One.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here are the people of Britain trying to finish off that hilarious gag. How many can do it? Right, a man walks into a bar with a set of jump leads. The barman says...
Wait a minute.
Hey?
Wait a minute.
Wait a minute.
Yes.
No, it was... You can come in, but don't go starting anything. Get it? Jump leads, starting anything.
Sorry. Don't get it, sorry.
A man walks into a bar with a set of jump leads. The barman says...
I'd like a drink of jump leads, please.
No, it's... You can come in, but don't go starting anything.
Oh, blimey, I've heard that before. It's my favourite.
A man walks into a bar with a set of jump leads. The barman says...
Nay bother.
No.
Nay bother?
No, he says, you can come in, but don't be starting anything. Do you get it?
No.
A man walks into a bar with a set of jump leads. The barman says...
Barman says, do you want a drink?
A man walks into a bar with a set of jump leads. The barman says,
do you need your engine starting?
No, it's actually, don't, what is it? I've forgotten. Come in, but don't be starting anything.
Is that, am I meant to laugh now?
Get her.
Am I
meant to laugh now?
Get me.
Yeah, I know.
Zero.
Why is she criticising? Her punchline wasn't much better.
No, because your delivery was off.
A man walks into a bar with a set of jump leads. The barman says...
Do you need your engine starting?
You know what I mean? Well, hers wasn't any better, was it?
I thought it was funnier.
Right, a man walks into a bar with a set of jump leads. The barman says...
Wait a minute.
That's good.
Barman says, wait a minute.
Kane laughed at though, right? It just, you kill it, right? Can I have a go? Go.
Yeah, go on.
Mm-hmm. Do the joke.
Man walks into a bar with a set of jump leads. The barman says... I haven't got the laughter.
Oh, well, see, this wasn't funny. I needed the laughter. Come on, you're selling me short here.
A man walks into a bar with a set of jump leads. The barman says...
Yeah.
Huh? Sorry, second time. Anyway, Zane wins that one.
Thank you.
Zane 1, Becky 0.
Oh! What's the kidding?
Right, next one. You know Piers Morgan? Piers Morgan.
Was he the Bond before Redcliffe?
Yeah, that's him, yeah.
He wishes.
Right. Yeah, him.
Cool.
He's got a TV series at the moment where he interviews famous people about the dark side of fame. Have you seen any of those?
No.
It's good.
When are you on? Oh, that would be a show.
Oh, that was good.
Cow.
Well.
Oh!
Now,
oh,
ouch.
Now,
ouch, that just happened.
Oh. The one last week was Nancy Dell'Olio. Mm. You know, Sven's ex.
Right.
You know her? But ponder this, if you will, people. How much was Piers Morgan all over Nancy Dell'Olio like an absolute rash? How many times did Piers say something totally inappropriate to Nancy? I want the exact number of really sleazy comments he made to her during the course of the interview.
How long was the interview?
An hour.
An hour? Oof.
Becky first.
15.
You're saying 15? Zane.
22 times.
22 times. Let's find out.
Oh! What's occurring?
Here is Piers Morgan interviewing Nancy Dell'Olio. How many times, though, is Piers just a little bit too overfamiliar?
Buongiorno.
Buongiorno.
Stai bellissima.
Okay, you speak Italian, I speak English.
Well, that sounds quite good, fun. Can you come with me, Nancy?
Oh, my intention.
We're
going to
have a lot of fun.
Well,
here.
Yes.
I've never seen a picture of you looking rough. I'm bringing
sexy back. Particularly, I wanted to say.
Can you say that again? Because I really like the way you said that.
No.
Le.
Low.
Low. That's good. That's quite sexy, isn't it?
Thank you.
You can carry on now.
That was like eight things in one, wasn't it?
When did you start realising you were quite attractive? You look good.
Piers, it doesn't matter. I mean,
you were quite a naughty girl, weren't you? You do look younger than me.
Yes, I do.
You find it sexy. I bet you did read it, didn't you?
No.
Telling me a little fib? I take you to the candy shop. Bang. Straight into bed.
No,
you could basically have any man if you put your mind to it. My mind's telling me
no. I'll let music add something.
Strong, independent woman. But my body. You're a glamorous lady. My body's telling me. So, I mean, you have a style about you. Baby, extraordinarily classy. I don't wanna hurt nobody. She has no competition for you, Nancy. Naughty girl. So how did he do it, Sven? He's obviously
blue eyes.
Was so, it more like this? You walk in. I mean, it's like red rag to a bull, isn't it?
So anyway, there's a
bang. Sexy. Straight into bed.
Oh, I feel dirty.
Jeez. That was just disturbing.
You were quite a naughty girl, weren't you?
Oh, don't make it stop. Because, man, it's one thing hearing it through speakers, but in headphones, it's just way too intimate, man. That was just awful.
Oh, yeah.
I don't care who's won that. I'm just glad it's over.
Oh, my God.
I bet you'd love Piers Morgan to investigate your dark side of fame, wouldn't you?
Why are you looking at me when you say that?
No, I meant Becky.
Oh.
You find it sexy.
I can't wait until you're on, though.
You would like it.
Oh, no.
Bang. Straight into bed.
Stop it. Come on.
No. Sorry.
It's like, you know what? You're the guy that you put the boot in the scrum, don't you? You're the guy that when someone's out, you just put the cheeky kick in.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you're doing with the cheeky rewinds and the cheeky replays.
Yeah.
Stop it with that. Take your finger off the button.
You can't wait till daddy's on it, can you?
Oh.
Ah, you see, I had to do that.
Who? I just came in to talk about Eminem. What's
Sorry.
Going on?
Okay.
What's happening in here?
Right, anyway, the answer...
Hang on, there was at least eight dings. There was one bit in there where he dropped seven or eight...
In one go,
and you only gave it one ding.
Oh.
So I want seven dings additional to whatever your total is.
Okay, well, I've got 19 dings.
Well, it still makes me closer, so I'll take it without the dings. That's two to me. All right!
Yeah.
Oh!
God, that was
What's
just...
the curtain?
Sorry about that.
I'm not sure I'll ever be able to recover from that.
Yeah. You know James Blunt?
Oh, God. Dude, really?
You know James Blunt?
When they called me today and they were like, Scott wants to talk to you about the Eminem interview.
But I'm enjoying this, are you not? I'm enjoying it, Zane. I am. I'm having the time. I've been away for 2 weeks. I'm having the best time.
Good.
Now, James Blunt, what's he famous for?
Living in Ibiza.
Yeah. And there's a song he's famous for.
It's called You're Beautiful.
That's right. Say I was to pretend to be a massive fan of James Blunt.
Right.
Pretend. And say that I was...
You know my son was born to the sounds of You're Beautiful, don't you? My first
What
born.
Station did you have on?
Well, dude, I mean, it really...
Was
know,
it a mixtape?
Without, no.
Without oh, going please into, tell me you
no,
made
a we did make two mixtapes, one called Push It and Push It Real Good after the Salt and Pepper song.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, well, actually, fortunately, obviously, one thing led to another, and we couldn't have a natural birth, which meant we had to go down into, without giving too much away, into a cesarean situation. Now, I'm not going to walk in with a double RCA jacket and iPod, am I? You know? Like, listen, I know I've been rushed into this, and we've got 15 minutes before I'm going to hold my firstborn, but do you have a stereo with a double RCA lead? Because I just want to play some Sigur Rós. Is that okay? So we kind of got to go with whatever was on the stereo, and magic seemed fine. And then You're Beautiful was playing, and you know, it happened, and I just can't hear that song now without getting a bit emotional. What?
Aww,
all right, that's fine.
That is nice.
Tread carefully, Mills.
So, let's say I was to phone up James Blunt at home. Do you think he would sing his biggest hit with me down the phone? Oh, bear in mind, I'm not actually calling the James Blunt.
Right.
I've called another person whose name just happens to be James Blunt.
Phone book.
But would he sing along with You're Beautiful with me? Becky?
No.
Zane.
And this is just one person. Just one James Blunt.
One person.
Yes.
Let's find out.
Oh! What's occurring?
Here's me calling James Blunt, but not that James Blunt. But will he sing with me anyway?
Hello?
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 Is that James Blunt?
What?
Is that James Blunt?
This is James Blunt.
All right, how are you?
Well, fine, thank you. Who are you?
I recognise your voice now.
All right.
How are you, then?
Well, fine, thanks. How are you doing?
I'm really good. I was just looking through the phone book, and I thought, I like James Blunt, so I'll see if his number's in there. I phoned up, and James Blunt answers the phone. I recognise your voice.
All right.
Hang up. I love your... Hello?
Hello?
Hi, can I be put... Pass back through to James, please.
Yes, who's calling, please?
My name's Scott.
Okay. I was
Thank
wondering
you.
If you have this the right James Blunt.
The one that sings You're Beautiful.
No, he's not. There is a singer called James Blunt, I know, but that's not my husband.
No, but it is because I recognize his voice.
Well, you can talk to him, but okay, go ahead.
Okay, thank you.
Sure.
Shall I sing the Marine Corps hymn?
Before you do that, could you do a bit of your best-known song? Beautiful, you're beautiful, it's true. Go on, sing it with me. You're beautiful,
beautiful. Hey!
You're beautiful.
With me.
You're beautiful.
Hello, is this
You're
Scott?
Beautiful, it's true.
Scott, is this Scott? Is that your name?
Yeah, that's my name, yeah.
Yeah, this is Mrs. Blunt again.
Oh, hi, Mrs. Blunt.
Oh,
yes, sweet, but this isn't the famous James.
So you're telling me that it's a different person?
It is.
Oh no.
Yeah. I don't have.
I feel so foolish now.
Well, don't. That's okay.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Well, that's okay, Scott. It's a pleasure to talk to you.
Can you sing it for me?
Pardon me?
Will you be able to sing it with me?
I don't really know it.
Okay, repeat after me. You're beautiful.
You're beautiful.
You're beautiful.
Yes.
You're beautiful.
You're beautiful. It's true.
It's true. Aww.
Thanks, Mrs. Blunt. Can I say goodbye to James?
You certainly may. Okay.
Nice talking with you.
That's so weird. You sound just like him, but obviously I've got the wrong person, so I do apologize.
Have a perfect day.
You have a perfect day as well, Mr. Blunt.
Thank you.
Okay, bye. Even though he's telling me to have a perfect day, listen to the bit where he goes, hang up, doesn't it? I was just looking through the phone book and I thought, I like James Blunt, so I'll see if his number's in there. I phoned up, and James Blunt answers the phone. I recognise your voice.
All right.
I love your... Hello? Just hang up.
He's like, that's great. Hang up now.
Have a perfect day.
He's obviously a Lou Reed fan, though, isn't he?
Also, I like his cartoon character way of saying hello.
That's great.
They couldn't be sweeter, though, that couple, could they? What a nice
sweet.
Bunch of people,
what
you know?
A lovely man and his wife.
Nice
Mrs.
voice,
Blunt.
Too. Yeah. You're beautiful, son of
Hello.
God.
Not when he says that, but yeah.
No, that's a little weird. But no, definitely the end when he does the, when he sings. I think
anyway, great. He did sing, which means 3-0 to Zane Lowe on today's What's Occurring. Thanks for doing it, Zane.
I can't say it was a pleasure, but I'm glad I won.
Oh. Radio 1 Podcasts.
Yay! Innuendo Bingo is back. It's been a while. Thank you to Mark Holmes in Bristol, who spotted this corker on 5 Live. This was on the football between...
On the football.
Between Liverpool and Wigan on Saturday. Check it out.
You know, Liverpool just pressing again. It's Steven Gerrard at the heart of it, you know. But Robbie Keane this time, he just tried to pull off Titus Bramble.
You don't want that when you're watching the football, do you?
But Robbie Keane this time, he just tried to pull off Titus Bramble.
Nice. So,
I don't watch football.
I don't.
Maybe we should.
I wouldn't. Maybe we should. Anyway, next time you hear anything a bit... a bit... on the TV or radio, let me know. I'm always up for a bit of innuendo bingo. I love it, I do. Send me a text to 81199 or drop me an email to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Try and be a little bit specific about where and where you saw it or heard it. Otherwise, it takes us ages to find it. But thanks, that was a good one, Mark.
You know, Liverpool just pressing again. It's Steven Gerrard at the heart of it, you know. But Robbie Keane this time, he just tried to pull off Titus Bramble.
Scott Mills. Radio 1.
Right, what's that you got there, Becky?
You know, we get sent loads of offers of guests to come on the show and stuff.
Yeah.
PR people. I've got a really good one. This PR person's great.
Okay.
And I think you should guess who it is from the press release.
Right. So, I mean, they do tend to really kind of big people up and stuff on the press releases, don't they?
Mm.
So this is from a PR person.
Mm-hmm.
I love PR people. And I just have to guess who it is.
Yeah.
Okay, go.
Do you want me to read it?
Yeah.
A feminine, passionate fragrance offering understated elegance. In fact, everything you would expect from a role model to the nation. It's quite big there, isn't it?
That's big.
So they're a role model to the nation.
Is it... Can I have a bit more?
Yeah. Capturing the fresh, exhilarating and pure excitement of all that is... X. Highlighting her true talent and her passion to entertain, she has captured the hearts of millions...
Is it Princess Diana?
No.
Right.
Another guess?
I don't know. That's the kind of thing they would put about someone like Katie Price.
Mm. Almost.
Right.
Suzanne Shaw.
What? Read that to me again.
She's launching a feminine, passionate fragrance offering understated elegance. In fact, everything you would expect from a role model to the nation.
Suzanne Shaw?
Is a role model to the nation. She's it captures the fresh, exhilarating, pure excitement of all that is Suzanne. It highlights her true talent and her passion to entertain. What? And she has captured the hearts of millions.
Suzanne Shaw.
From X Hearsay.
Yeah, I know that.
Yeah.
I know who Suzanne Shaw is.
Well, okay, she didn't know from
She's
the description.
Captured my heart.
You didn't get it from the role model to the nation or
well, no,
captured the house.
As
of
I
millions.
Wouldn't.
Did she not capture you when she was in Hearsay?
No, I think. Wasn't she on Dancing on Ice as well? Did
yeah,
she win?
She won, yeah.
All right.
She was really good on that.
She was. Mm. I mean, fair play to people that do that show because I couldn't spin people around. On my head and stuff whilst wearing ice skates as it was pointed out to me at the audition I did once for Dancing on Ice where I just held onto the side all the way through and they said, we like you, you're probably not right for this show.
So you went in lycra in that hole in the wall thing instead.
Yeah, I can't wait for that to be on. Anyway, no, I didn't know that. So Suzanne's got a perfume coming out,
hasn't
she?
Yeah, she says, after winning Dancing on Ice, I was asked to put my name to just about every product you can think of, but I only wanted to work on products that, as a woman and mother, I would actually want for myself or my family. I worked really closely on the creation of both projects and feel really proud of both. So do you want to know what they are?
Go.
Well, the first one is her perfume, which she's launching, called Ice, which obviously captures her...
Oh, I see ice, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Nice.
And the second is Suzanne Shaw's Showtime Showdown, which is that? A uniquely crafted, fun-filled family DVD game that will get everyone off the sofa and enjoying themselves this festive season.
What's that?
Exactly what it says there.
What happens in the in that?
God knows. It's a fun-filled family DVD game.
That's what I want to be doing this Christmas Day. Sure, God, I'm bored. Should we get the Suzanne Shaw game out?
It doesn't say if it's a quiz or what. It just says it'll get you off the sofa.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Someone says, as part of the Suzanne Shaw fun-filled family DVD, is there a shooting game where Liberty X are the targets? That was a long time ago. I don't think that they've got beef with each other anymore. We need to bring out some kind of fun-filled family DVD to rival Suzanne Shaw's if she can do it.
What are you thinking of?
Well, I'm thinking maybe a badly bleeped TV family DVD. That would get everyone off the sofa. Your nan would be straight out. We do. What else does she have on hers? Do you know?
Oh, it describes the different rounds.
Right.
It says... I
can't wait for this.
It's really good.
Really good.
There's different rounds. Dance off, sing off, generation challenge and luck of the draw. In luck of the draw, you can you walk like an Egyptian or balance a spoon on your nose? You'll find out
what,
at this
round.
They have
an actual Egyptian on, do they?
I don't know. Well, why do you need a DVD to find out if you can balance a spoon? Just go to the kitchen and get one out.
I need Suzanne Shaw to tell you whether you can or not. I don't need her approval. So I can, thanks, Suzanne. Anyway, we need to think about that.
Yeah. And are you going to do a perfume as well?
Yeah, we need to do a perfume, I think, definitely.
What top notes are you going to go for?
What?
Like, what's it going to smell of?
What, top notes?
Yeah.
Is that some perfume jargon that I don't know of?
Her smells of iced tangerine and saffron.
This, what are you talking about? This perfume? Perfume talk with me? What top notes are you going
That's
for?
That's what Suzanne talks about. You need to get into the language if you're going to sell the product.
I just want to do, like, some kind of advert. For the perfume. You know what I mean? In black and white, maybe me on a bed, writhing around.
Really? Eva Mendes style?
Yeah,
you'll be banned.
Or maybe I could be like that on that Keira Knightley one. Have you seen that one?
No.
Yeah, well, she's kind of... Oh, okay. Just me then.
Is it?
There's some classical music
girls
on.
Girls like you want to be like.
Yeah, basically. Eva Mendes, Keira Knightley, all of them. Radio 1 Podcasts. What about if we got Bob Sinclair to do a fragrance instead? I'd quite like that.
Smell my cheese.
The new fragrance from Bob Sinclair, out now. Right, for my ad for my fragrance, I'm thinking, lying on a beach, I'm there, it's black and white, I'm lying on a beach, I'm wearing white, there are waves crashing over me, I'll be quite wet, and I'll be whispering.
To yourself.
Yeah, no, you on perfume ads, you always have to whisper, don't you? Mm. What do you have to say when you whisper? This thing like...
Oh.
What do you say?
Where are we going to do this?
I don't know. Margate or something?
Well, yeah, exactly. With the credit crunch, it's not going to be...
Well, it's not going to be... No, I don't want to go to any exotic. It's fine. In black and white, they can make it look anything, like anywhere. It's fine. Actually, if I'm going to be wet and wearing white, can we wait for a few weeks till I work off the all-inclusive buffet for my holiday? Is that all right? Can we postpone the fragrance until then?
Yes,
or at least
please.
The ad. I think that's pretty best for everyone. Radio 1.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Do you know what I'm doing tonight?
What are you doing tonight?
Hanging out with someone famous.
Who's that?
As I do every night. Not.
Is it Michael from the holiday camp?
No.
Oh.
People need to be listening a lot earlier to know who that is.
Oh, is it Boyzone Day?
No, it's not Boyzone Day. That's Tuesday.
Oh. No hide and seek tonight then.
No, they come around on Tuesdays. You know that by now. You know that from Scott Cam.
Yeah, sorry.
If you're listening earlier, I went on an all-inclusive holiday, which is amazing. I'm like 5 stone heavier now, but brilliant. And you can have like whatever you want, whenever you want, hence the term all-inclusive. And I went to Crete with my dad and slept on a camp bed, not with him, in the next room. And that would be weird. And I made a new friend called Michael from Germany, who became a bit annoying after a while, so I hid from him. And we did
bushes.
Go to... not in the bushes.
In the dark in a black shirt.
Not in the bushes, but nearby so he couldn't see me. But I did go to the discotheque with him once or twice. Anyway.
You sat in your wicker chair.
It's not... There were wicker chairs in the discotheque in Crete, which I liked. Anyway, so tonight I'm hanging out with Paris Hilton.
Really?
Yeah.
Actual Paris Hilton?
Yep. Now, I hope what's going to happen is, like before, last time I met her... You, I don't think you were working on the show then, were you?
No, that was the other one.
There were 5 people sat at the back of the room in here wearing sunglasses and looking moody, which is not off-putting at all when you're trying to interview someone. So hopefully they'll be there tonight as well. They were weird.
So,
hello, if you're listening.
Is this for her best friend thing?
Yeah.
Did you apply for that?
No, I can't say. No,
you so did.
I'm not allowed to say what it is because it's top secret.
So is it the final tonight or what?
I'm not allowed to tell you.
That's because you're in it, isn't
no,
it?
No, I'm not. Well, I can't say, but
you're
I'm...
actually going to be on it though, aren't you?
Kind of. It's not the... I don't know. I can't... I'm not... I can't say anymore. I know more than I can tell you now. I can't tell you.
But you're through.
No, it's nothing... It's,
you can just say.
No, I can't say it. No, because I know the people at ITV2 are listening now. I can't say it. But, yeah. So, me in Paris tonight. It's going to be good.
Where are you going to take her?
Pardon?
Where are you going to go?
She's ordered me some kind of taxi, which is going to arrive at 7 o'clock outside. Hopefully, she'll be driving. I doubt it. But no, yeah, they've just told me that I need to be outside Radio 1 at 7 o'clock and the rest will become clear.
Are you excited?
Yeah, I'm really excited.
What do you get if you win?
What?
Oh, just to be her best friend?
Yeah, that's the prize.
Does that mean she's going to sit in on every show and just
yeah,
hang
she'll
around
just,
all
yeah,
the time?
She'll live in my house.
Just you, Paris Hilton and Boyzone?
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, they'll come around on Tuesdays. Scouting for Girls on Thursdays. And Paris will be there all the time, omnipresent. Anyway, so that's what I'm doing tonight. What are you doing? Something not as interesting?
No.
No?
I'd have to go on a TV quiz show to make friends.
Ow! Is that her? Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.